Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. I'm Ange, that's Erin, who's laughing right now, but she says hello.
Hello.
Char's on the ones and twos. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com and from 6 to 6:30 a.m. at bff.fm for that morning ass on Mondays. Thank you. And right now we have a special interview. We have special interviews from Sundance. We were at a red carpet, one of two that we did. We really love these red carpets, and we definitely want to do a lot more of them next time around. But we were lucky enough to speak with Tessa Thompson and David Lowery. And I think it went really well.
It did go well. David Lowery, Lowery, like the seasoning salt, we had on the show a couple years ago for a film called A Ghost Story. And he and I pretty much hit it off, I think. I really like him. I liked him in that interview, and then you'll hear in this red carpet.
Yeah, he's great.
Why we love him so much.
I wasn't there for that interview, but he was great. He was so sweet.
I think it was one of those interviews after we started doing all of the stuff together, not that long after, where we had to start doing like ones by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I had to do that one by myself, and I remember being super stressed out about it, and then it ended up being really, really good. So, but yeah, this is a fun red carpet. Ange and Char and the rest of the gang were at a whiskey tasting right before. So then...
That had nothing to do with my flub, for the record, but... Maybe a little bit.
But it was funny because I was stressing out before the people even entered into the room for the red carpet. And I kept forgetting what the name of the panel they were there for. I'm like, what is the name of this? I kept pulling up the email and looking at it because I was trying to like test it out with Ange. And so then it was fine. And David Lowery came on and we had a great interview with him. And then Ange starts off the Tessa Thompson interview and she totally forgot right before she forgot what the panel was called again. So I'm like, oh, I'll pull it up. Thank God. And then you'll hear.
Take a listen to our time with Tessa and David, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Correct.
Hey, David Lowery, how are you?
I'm great.
I'm Erin from the Bitch Talk podcast.
Oh, yeah, we talked in San Francisco.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Lovely hotel lobby or hotel conference room. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Kind of bland. Yeah. But
our interview was great. Right. Yes.
So how are you?
I've been doing really good. I've been just keeping remarkably busy. I was trying to remember how long ago Ghost Story was, and I don't... It's
3.5 years
3 years ago. Yeah, almost 3 years ago this year. And so since then, I feel like... I mean, it's just been a whirlwind. I just am unable to stop making movies for some reason.
Well, what are you doing? We're not aware of what you've been putting out.
I made a movie called Old Man, The Gun with Robert Redford that was a year ago, maybe. I don't know. And then I've got a movie called Green Knight coming out this summer. And I'm prepping something else now. So I'm lucky enough to keep making movies. And as long as I can, I'll just keep striking while the iron's hot.
And since it's on topic, what's a movie that blew your mind?
Well, I feel like since I'm about to reveal it at this panel, I shouldn't talk about it yet, but I will say that when I was 12, I saw Pulp Fiction, and that blew my mind in a pretty... I didn't even mean to see it. I walked into the wrong theater. I was going to go see Shawshank Redemption.
And
oh,
very different.
It was
a different
movie. It was serendipitous. And Shawshank plays all the time, so
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fine.
And so I saw this different movie that I was not expecting, had no idea what to expect, and it really changed my perception as to what movies could be. So that was a good mind-blower. But I'm going to talk about a different one today at this panel.
Oh, tease. Okay.
Well, but I really think that it's an honor. I wasn't there for your prior interview, but the fact that you do interviews all the time and you remembered speaking with Miss Erin Lim from Bitch Talk, would you say that Bitch Talk is the podcast that blew your mind?
Definitely.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not prepared to say that.
No, nobody's paid here.
You know, when you do a lot of interviews, and I'm lucky enough to get to do that with movies that people want to talk about, the good ones stick out and you remember them. And so it's always, I was telling someone earlier, like a filmmaker who has their first film here, that the best thing about doing press is when you have a really good conversation and then you meet that person years later, or just as you make movies, you just keep running into them. And it's one of the great pleasures of talking about movies that you make is just, you know, all the familiar faces.
And then how's your Sundance been?
I got here 3 hours ago.
Okay. So just off the
plane. Great. It's been great.
You're reaching the pinnacle right now.
Yes.
Yeah. But I do have one question. What's one movie that makes you cry?
Oh. You know, because I went to see the Moulin Rouge Broadway musical, which didn't make me cry. And then I was like, but I love the movie, so I'm going to go back and rewatch the movie. That made me cry.
Hmm.
Which I love that movie. And that's just because it was recent. Mm-hmm. The 2003 version of Peter Pan makes me cry every time. Edward Scissorhands makes me cry.
Ooh.
Moonstruck makes me cry. There was some other one recently. There's some other one. Hedwig and the Angry Inch makes me cry, like Ball, every time. And there was something else notable recently, but I don't remember what it was, and I feel bad that I can't cite it. But there was another good one.
We'll ask you next time we see you in San Francisco. Yes. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
Hey, Tessa,
Ms. Thompson,
how are you?
Such an honor.
Hey, the pleasure's mine.
Yes, I'm Angela. This is Aaron.
Hi, how are you?
And we are here with...
Yeah.
We are here with Miss Tessa Thompson of A Movie That Blew My Mind. And I can easily say that Aaron and I are huge fans of every decision that you make.
Oh,
and no, well, we don't know you well enough, but but why this film and why now?
Why Sylvie's Love?
Or no, why the movie that blew my mind.
Oh.
And can you reveal what
it
is?
I can. I'm going to talk about Charles Burnett's Killer of Sheep. And it blew my mind because it's a film that, do you know about this film?
I don't know about this
film.
You're going to school us.
A lot of people don't know about this film. It was made in the 70s, and because some of the choices he, actually late 60s, some of the choices that he made musically, he couldn't afford at the time to license the music. So until I think 2017, those tracks hadn't been officially licensed. But it takes place in Watts, and it explores this man who works as a slaughterer of sheep. But it just is about this black family, and it's beautiful and gorgeous, and it's shot sort of in the style of, you know, brilliant Italian films that have been celebrated. But it's through a very black lens, and yeah, I just can't say enough about it. I mean, I'm going to say a lot more.
Well, I was going to say a movie that blew our minds collectively, because we're sitting right next to each other, was Sorry to Bother You. And moment when you were, you know, the artist and having your moment. But what's coming up for you in 2020? And do you think you'll be working with Boots again or Ryan Coogler?
I hope. I you know, was fortunate enough to just work on Rebecca Hall's directorial debut, a film called Passing. It's based on a novella by Nella Larsen. It's a book that blew my mind. I hope we made a movie that blows somebody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished that, and I'm going to keep just making things, and hopefully, you know, both Boots was a first-time filmmaker.
Right, yeah.
Years ago, I was here with a film called Dear White People.
Yeah, with Justin Simien. Also
a first-time filmmaker
right.
at the time. So I love getting to do that, getting to work with these brilliant auteurs really early in their career, I hope to continue to get to do that and bring movies here to the mountain.
Well, we love you as an actress. You're so talented, you're so thoughtful, you're so smart in your approach. But what's one thing that's would be surprising for everyone to know about you? A hidden talent?
Ooh, I don't have any. I think that's like no, I'm being serious. Every time what I love about acting, one of the things is that I'm always learning new skills or trying to approximate, like trying to just cheat at being good at something. I don't really have anything that's that surprising. I've never eaten an egg. I don't know if...
Well,
ever?
No. I've had three today.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I've had one today.
Okay, so see, that's impressive, right?
Good answer. Thank you.
I would say you have a talent that you probably don't know. I handled you during the Creed PA tour in San Francisco.
Oh, God,
Brian.
Creed.
Yeah, that's right.
And you gave me a rap name, and I can't remember what it was.
So,
you know what? If you think about that and you want to tweet us, it's totally fine.
Okay, I will.
I think you're just being humble. You have so many talents, but thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
Bitch talk. Thanks. Thank you. Yeah.
So much love. That was our red carpet interviews with David Lowery and the most beautiful woman in the world, Tessa Thompson.
She was wearing the best coat too.
Dude.
And she was just, it's funny because we've done these red carpets before and there's often 3, 4, 5 different people interviewing before us. But this time around, there was only one other interviewer and
right.
then us.
Right.
So we, you know, everything was just happening really quickly. And then Aaron turns to me and she's like, you do the intro. And I was like, okay, what's it called again? What are we here for? So I was already kind of stressed out, but I knew what question I wanted to ask. Shoshana, who's our
social media producer,
I was like, oh, you know, I'm just going to ask this, you know, whatever. So
yeah,
I had
they
it
were
all
practicing,
ready. And then she came up, and this happened to me twice during Sundance, where I was just like, started talking too much, and then I'm like, where am I going? What am I saying? And then I just said the. And then she's beautiful, and I'm just like, oh.
And she was literally like, I felt like she
five inches from my face.
Yes, in Angela's face. Like, and I feel like that's when Angela was like,
yeah. And I was like,
why?
And then I'm just saying,
why was this your what?
Yeah. And I've
why this movie?
Everything.
Yes.
Why all the words? So for the record, I was gonna ask her. We're here to talk about the movie that blew your mind. Tell us about a movie that makes you cry. And I told Erin that afterwards, and she's like, oh yeah, that's a good one. And I'm like, yeah, well, it didn't come out.
No, but it came out. It came out like this.
I'm like, why the movie?
Why this movie? Why this movie?
Yeah.
She goes, why? What movie?
And thankfully, the professional that she is, she just like ran with it, and that was fine. And then I asked her another thing that she was just like, nope, like the talent thing. But I think she was being humble. Of course she has hidden talents, but I think she was just didn't want to brag.
But she's never had an egg before,
right?
But that was interesting.
Although we didn't explore that enough, probably should have.
I needed. Well,
we were getting
the wrap.
Yeah, she's getting whisked away.
Yeah,
and right before that,
God,
right before that, so just to pull the not the wool off of people. What am I? Pull the curtain up. For people,
the curtain matches the dreams.
Meet curtains, whatever you want to call them. You pull those up and you look at the red carpet we're on. So I have to set the stage. It was a side room in a theater with fluorescent lights. There were maybe 8 outlets there, maybe if you count cameras and shit.
Yeah, mainly photographers.
Right. So all of a sudden, and as they do, red carpets always run a little late. And the guy that was running was super nice from Sundance. Coming back, they're going to be here. It's kind of running late, blah, 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 fine. So all of a sudden, they just walk in and like stand against the wall. And we're like, oh. And it was Tessa Thompson and David Lowery. And they just look great. They just are, she's beautiful. And we're like, oh my God, she's right there. So they all take their photos for the cameras. And then David Lowery came over. And then she went over to the people next to us, which was interesting, and was getting interviewed. So fine. So then she was going to come over to us. And then got pulled away for a group shot.
Like three times.
And that happened it was like start, stop 3 times. And it was kind of hilarious by the 3rd time. Because we're like, is she coming? And then I think that's when Ange probably lost her juju, because it was like, is it happening or isn't it? Is it happening or is it? And then she lost.
Thank you, yeah.
I mean, honestly, because I was like, well, are we going to get this or not?
Well, I think at that point she felt bad that she'd been whisked away. Like, she kind of gave that look last time, like, I promise I'll be back.
Well, because I gave the look like, well, this may not happen.
Red carpet, red balls. Blue ball carpet. But she was gracious and she just ran with it. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Thompson.
That was just like an appetizer to like a real meal interview that doesn't make any sense that we'll actually have with you at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so quickly that I feel like we really didn't even get to set that up. Like, we were just like, oh my God, we've been wanting you on the show.
Because we saw her last year at the Planned Parenthood party, and we were trying to creep up there.
When you were getting food and we were like waiting.
Yeah, I was waving at you from afar, you're like, yeah, the food's here. I'm like, no, it's fucking Tessa Thompson. She has no idea. Like, Tessa Thompson has no idea.
Yeah. She's been on our radar.
The red balls.
We've been so close.
So close. And then
blow it. Yeah. No, but it's fine. And then afterwards I was like, damn it, Char, is that usable? And you were like, it's fine.
No, it's totally. No, it was a fun, you know, little mini, you know, it's if you're going to have a good time on a red carpet, I mean, like, that's as much fun as we can have. You know what I mean?
Yes. So it was perfect. I'm so glad we went to it.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like we didn't do nearly as many as we wanted to. We came to Sundance going more red carpets, and we did less than we did last year. So,
right, right. But I love Dave Lowery, and
he remembered us and everything.
Yeah, he can come on this show anytime. So, and obviously Tessa Thompson, if she'll have us back.
So, yeah, sorry, Ms. Thompson.
Why this movie?
Why? And I was like, why? Yeah,
yeah. Oh, why? God.
What do you mean?
You should play that song at the beginning and end of the show. Isn't that this?
Isn't that Enya or something?
No, it's a what's her name from the Eurythmics?
Annie Lennox. Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
All right. On that note, you can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can find us every Monday morning from 6 to 6:30 on BFF.fm. We are powered by GoTo Productions.
Bitch, please.